Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
There's no rambling allowed this one.
Okay. This is a ramble-free zone.
It is, and that's an editing-free zone.
That's right. But, I mean, man, it's kind of dark. Somebody needs to turn the lights back on, and, whew, got some cobwebs in here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Is there somebody eating a cobweb over in the corner?
yeah.
Hey, yes, that's right, folks. We are still alive. Thank you. Thank you, you faithful few who are still who are still with us.
We love our fan.
Yep. And thank you for checking that feed so faithfully to see if we are still going to do anything. It has been a while.
Still doing things, yes.
It has been quite a winter, has it not?
Oh, a winter and a spring already. I've already had spring break.
Oh, my. Yeah, and, you know, speaking of which, spring broke, I believe, on the air right now.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
In our Down Gilead Lane reruns, which, if you all have been paying attention, that's what we're doing these days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exciting times, just on a number of fronts here at CBH Ministries, and even with regard to the Down Gilead Lane fan community, there is still such a thing going on, which is really cool. But we'll be talking about that more specifically.
That's a tease.
A little bit later on. This is a tease, yes. Don't go anywhere, because later in the podcast,
exciting
there will
stuff.
Be something for you Gilead fans.
That is absolutely right. And, you know, if you go back and you listen to the very first Coleraine Connection, you'll be able to hear how far Steve has come with regards to teasing and sharing what's ahead. So you can check that growth too. You know, go back and listen to that one and see how far we've come.
Yes. But as far as CBH Ministries, the producers of the hit radio drama Down Gilead Lane, we've got some exciting stuff that we've got in the hopper. And one of the first, I guess, new products that we're excited about talking about post-Gilead is something called Camp Bianchi. Now, some of you maybe are familiar with a product called Camp Bianchi that we've been producing for a while here at
CBH. It's not a coincidence that those are the same titles.
That's right. That's right. Camp Bianchi is taking one giant leap for mankind into the virtual world. And I had a chance to sit down with our project manager on that big old project, Janelle Rupert.
A lot of you know Janelle.
Oh, yes. You might remember her as Janello from
on
the message boards. Yeah. But we had a little conversation about the exciting days to come for Camp Bianchi. And, well, let's take a listen to that conversation. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I'm here with Janello. Y'all might remember from the message boards, right?
That's right.
Yeah. What's your real name?
Janelle Rupert.
Yes. And what is it that you do here at CBH Ministries? Just so everybody can kind of get to know you a little bit.
Okay. I kind of work with some of the web details, just the online store and different things that go on our website.
Cool. So, but we're here today to talk about Camp Bianchi.
Yes.
Yes. So give us a little background on the product itself, Camp Bianchi. Where'd that come from?
Okay. Actually, the title Camp Bianchi came from Beyond Keys for Kids. We have the daily devotionals called Keys for Kids that a lot of families use. But we wanted to go one step further and create another product where kids could learn more about the Bible.
Cool. And learn more from the Bible.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it's one and the same, really. If you're learning, hopefully, if you're learning about the Bible, you're learning from the Bible at the same time. So
very true.
And as far as Keys for Kids, I'm sure all our listeners read Keys for Kids.
Sure. They should be.
And they're ready to go to the next step.
Yes.
Yeah. So how long has Camp Bianchi, the Bible study, been around?
About 2 years now, I believe.
Okay.
So we've had it online before, and you can go on there. You can also do it from the booklets themselves if you want to use it as a group or as an individual, too.
All right. So, but now the new Camp Bianchi website's going to sort of like take the whole thing to a new level, right?
Right. It's going to be a whole virtual world where you can go on there, and as you complete the different studies, you'll earn Bianchi Bucks, which then you can go to the Camp Bianchi store and you can purchase things for your online character or your online room.
Cool.
You can dress it up, different wallpapers, things like that. So that's a fun feature right there.
Yeah.
But you can also go and listen to some Down Gilead Lane episodes or read Keys for Kids right on there, too. And as you go through those and read or listen to those things, you'll also get Bianchi Bucks. So there's lots of ways you can earn points.
So tell us more. I'm interested in the virtual character. You just said you can buy things for your... Was that what you called it, virtual character?
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
You can, you know, change your clothing, or you can get accessories like sunglasses or different things like that, your shoes. You can just pretty much dress up your character, make them look like you, or you can make them look like anybody you want to.
Cool. Okay. So it's that idea of kind of having this representation of you in that environment.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. So, and the environment, speaking of the environment, it's the idea is kind of like a camp, like a summer camp kind of idea. Is that?
That is. If you've ever been to camp, you have the different things like the chapel and the craft shack. You have a game room. There's lots of games that you can play online there, too. So at every camp, you also have camp counselors.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have Jamie will be your counselor that will kind of lead you through the studies. And he also has a fun little sidekick named Toad.
Yeah. Look for the Toad at the main CBH website. That's going to be kind of like he's going to hopefully lead us to the Camp Bianchi site when that gets going.
Yep. You'll have to come find the Toad, click on him, and it will direct you right in there to Camp Bianchi.
Cool. So, and then we want to spread the word, too. We want to not only get our Coleraine Connection community familiar with Camp Bianchi, but we want to get Camp Bianchi kids spreading the word. Talk about that a little bit.
Right. If you invite your friends, you get points just for that. If they sign up and become a part of Camp Bianchi, too, you'll get more points. So you want to make sure to tell your friends about it so they can also learn more about the Bible, too. And join in on all the fun.
So, get into the virtual world of Camp Bianchi. Hopefully, what we're looking at, like this spring.
Right.
And tell your friends, earn Bianchi Bucks. That's what we're calling the points right now until we come up with a better name. Meet Jamie and Toad and everybody else. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. Hope to see you there.
All right. Thanks, Janelle.
Thank you.
Well, that is just awesome. I mean, I know I'm personally very excited to see how all of this comes out. And I know I've been hearing a lot from you as you're working on things. And because, Steve and I do still talk. We just don't talk on the microphone for you people.
We don't record it and then feed it as a
to the entire universe
feed.
As if you care.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. But no, back to Camp Bianchi. It's really exciting, you know, just getting sort of translating that that Bible study to the virtual world. And, you know, like, it's just going to be fun being able to create your virtual character, you know, and to visit the places on the website as you are, you know, learning and growing in your faith and just learning more about Jesus. I mean, I'm just really
interactive.
Excited about it.
I mean, it's a way, and our fans have always been really interactive. So I think this is going to be a really good fit.
Yep. And the animations, the little cut scenes. I mean, you know, that's not primarily what it's about, but that's just a fun little interlude between lessons, you know, to see these characters kind of like acting out a little scenario. And of course, I had fun. I don't know if you knew this, Lori, but I actually did some writing.
I was actually just going to segue into that and say, you guys know Steve is always like the guru of all things CBH. Well, this time he's the writer.
Yeah,
Steve's working on
it. But I'm not, I mean, like, I really adapted. I didn't really write original stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
but you know what, Steve? They do hand out Academy Awards for adapted screenplays. So you can accept that you're the writer on that.
Okay.
Because you do have to change things around. You can't just take a book and put it up on the big screen. And you can't just take a story and stick it on the radio. It doesn't work that way.
That's true.
Yes.
So
creativity.
I helped out with the adaptation, and of course, I got to direct the voice talent, you know, and then,
which we all know you're brilliant at doing. So.
I just love that so much. So anyway, so I'm excited about it, and it's going to be cool. Look for it.
Steve's excited, so you guys have to be.
Hopefully, look for it to launch sometime in April or May. That's kind of our time frame right now. They're saying April. I'm kind of going, I don't know.
We've got Steve is always the realist, break too. In there and, Steve's always the, yeah. He always helps us to keep schedules better on track. So listen to Mr. Odell and he won't steer you wrong. And there was something else that we were going to talk about here.
Yeah. Yep.
Because there's other stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. The future of the Down Gilead Lane fan community. And this is what, you know, you and I kind of always were hoping for, you know, was that some fans could kind of like step up and take some leadership and actually keep it going themselves.
Yes. And well, the gauntlet has been passed or tossed. Is that what it is? The baton has been passed.
I thought the baton got passed. Yeah.
Okay, well.
The gauntlet gets thrown down. I still don't really know what a gauntlet is. I bet, yeah, somebody can send us some feedback, maybe. I'll even post
probably
something on the blog.
Probably one of these two that we're talking about.
I'm writing this down. Post on the blog. What is a gauntlet?
And how do you throw it?
Right. How and why does it get thrown?
What is the sound effect for a gauntlet being thrown?
You know, I always thought a gauntlet was something you had to go through.
I thought it was a glove.
You thought it was a glove?
I always pictured a glove.
Maybe.
Like in those movies, you know, they always, like when there was a duel or something to be fought, they threw down the glove. And I always pictured that, maybe like a metal one from the, you know, suits of armor.
Ah, yes.
You know
Clank.
What I'm saying?
Just threw my gauntlet. Okay,
I'm going to that website that has
what was it we were saying at the beginning of the podcast about rambling?
That's not rambling. Anyway. This is a very... a gauntlet is a glove.
right, okay.
An armor.
Oh, see, now there's no point me putting it on the blog.
You can still put it on the blog. Post your pictures of a gauntlet.
Right.
We were talking about no rambling and no editing, so this is not going to be edited, so you get us pure and... free and
that's
stuff.
Right.
And
but,
we were also talking about the Gilead stuff.
Right. the See. Fan, the super fans, the fan of fans. They are two guys that you're very well familiar with.
Everyone,
Daniel and Dave.
Yeah, everyone knows Daniel and Dave. I knew Dave immediately, like before I even started writing for Gilead. I heard about Dave first.
Wow, his reputation precedes him.
Yes, and I love Dave. He gives some of the best reviews, and so does Daniel. And so who better to be doing this?
And my question, you know, to our listeners today is, do you want to hear what they sound like?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you might be surprised. You might just be surprised.
I think you would be. I was.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me just say, The Slow Walk Down Gilead Lane is a fan podcast and community. You can find it on Facebook, on Blogspot, and Feedburner is where their podcast feeds from. They've got all the information, as I spoke with them recently, about The Slow Walk Down Gilead Lane. So let's take a little listen to that interview. Well, yes, thank you. I am here with some Uber fans, Daniel and Dave. That is Dave Brown and Daniel Gray, all around the globe. They have got their own fan podcast, and we just wanted to talk to them. We don't want to, like, single any fans out, you know, but, you know, if you're doing your own podcast, you get a segment on the Coloring Connection. That's just how it works. So welcome, guys. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
It's great to be here.
Well, why don't you tell us a little about yourselves, first of all, just kind of introduce, you know, just a little something, a little interesting tidbit or fact about you. You can share us at what points on the globe you actually are from, in case there's anybody left in our fan community who doesn't already know.
Sure.
Well, I'm from New Zealand, and so that makes me a little bit different than probably most people in the GGL fan community, but... it is really interesting to be able to be a part of an online community of something, and so I've really appreciated that over the years. But I'm a college student. I'm in my third year of college. I think it'd be considered either a freshman or a senior, because third year is last year in New Zealand. But so I'm studying European languages is what I'm majoring in, or what I'm focusing in on, and that is really what I enjoy, languages. And also I very enjoy creativity side of things, you know, entertainment and media. So I also get to do a little bit of that, studying that at college, which is fun.
Cool. So so if you were to produce a radio drama, you could pretty much do it in Italian or Spanish or
I would choose Spanish.
Whatever language that's in Europe, right?
Most of them, yep.
Cool. How about you, Daniel?
Well, I'm in grade 12 this year, so senior year of high school for people to use that kind of terminology. I do many, many different things with my life. I'm always most interested in the area of the arts, and I do usually two or three musicals during the year. I love acting and the theater that comes with that. I'm in our piano system here in the highest level of piano right now before my degree. So I teach a few students on the side and do my own solo stuff, as well as accompany a youth choir on piano and sing in a local adult choir as well. And I love the behind the scenes world, of course, too, of radio dramas of the arts, because I work at my church as a projectionist. So I get to do a lot of the PowerPoint visual stuff that we have going on, and any other different thing that I find that fits in with my free time. So
great. So so you guys have other interests besides just radio drama?
We do. Yes.
That's good. There was a long silence there, and I thought, because, you know, I mean, we in the DGL fan community, you know, we just kind of see that side of you, you know, so it's good to know that you've got other interests, you've got a real life going on. That's really cool. Now let's dive into that that radio drama world, and specifically down Gilead Lane, just because that's what brings us all together today. When did you first discover down Gilead Lane? What was your age, and where was Gilead at in the storyline?
Okay, well, I first discovered down Gilead Lane in actually the debut episode in season one. It was weird how it happened that way, but it just seemed to happen. We were driving along, and we had turned the radio on, and we're flipping around to a few different stations, and happened to be on the local Christian radio station. And I forgot to mention where I'm from, actually, too. I'm from Canada, for people that don't know, Alberta. Oh, yeah. And we were listening to one of the local Christian stations here, and we thought, wow, this is really, really good. And so we started to really get engaged in the storyline and realize it was it had really good content, a lot different than you know, just your average radio talk show or whatever. And that was really my biggest love for radio drama. We went home and called the main CBH number and found out more about it, and I was hooked ever since. While it was still on the air here, but then I continued to listen online and buy all the sets, and it just kind of took off from there. So
that was actually when it first aired in 2001.
Yeah.
It
was like the first one or two episodes. So yeah.
Cool. How about you, Dave?
Well, I did not start listening to Down Gilead Lane until I think it was around 2004. I had wanted to hear it for many years before that, because many people in the Vince Shaughnessy fan community were telling me that it was a great radio drama, and I had to hear it. And I really wanted to hear it, but it wasn't on any radio stations in New Zealand, and it was hard to find online. But eventually I was able to hear it and listen, and after a while I really came to love the show. It took a while, so I didn't start you know, just listening through it, but I started at like season 5 and then went back to season 1, and I bounced all around the shows, it took a little while, but I got hooked on it after, and then I quickly considered myself the biggest fan of DGL.
Yeah, I recall you know, for a while there when we had the message boards, Dave was a real active contributor to the message boards. And at some point, I think Janelle, you know, Janelle from the web store here, she and I put our heads together, and she said, you know, I think that guy's in New Zealand. And I was like, what? So that was pretty cool to have a guy contributing, you know, so fiercely to the ongoing discussion of episodes, and to find out that he was on the other side of the world. That was really cool.
That's awesome. Wow. Cool.
Okay. So here we are. You guys have been both, you know, very kind of outspoken fans of Gilead, and now you're doing, you've teamed up for this project you're doing now. How did you guys team up? Was it through the online community, or how'd that work?
Yeah. Well, that's a really good segue, because Dave was such a big contributor, as you mentioned, on the message boards, that he was one of the super moderators.
Yep.
And through the many different Gilead threads there, we just started chatting via private messaging, and I know we both were always excited about getting the longest extended single version that doesn't come on the album versions, and as we'd send messages and connect to, so, you know, because he knew that I usually bought the singles, so he'd want to, you know what the times were to compare that with the album version, so he would know what he would have to buy. And so we started chatting that way, and I was asking him various questions about being a moderator and kind of how we both originally hooked up at the show, and then when it was announced the message boards were closing, there was a few of us big fans that were, you know, making sure we had each other's email so we could keep in touch, you know, outside of the message boards and still mm-hmm. continue talking about Gilead and everything. And so we did that for a while, and, you know, reviewed episodes back and forth and talked about the things going on. And then Dave had mentioned, it was probably around October of last year or so. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of with the intentions, I think, of DGL wrapping up. If we would like to start a fan podcast, since DGL didn't have one and other audio dramas do.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I'd definitely be interested. So we started to brainstorm. And originally we were going to launch it before DGL actually ended. But then I thought, well, we don't want to take away from the momentum that season 12 was building to the end. Maybe we would wait till, you know, a week or two after that. And then we found out of the whole DGL rewind that you had planned on the radio stations and decided to wait until January to launch it. So, yeah.
Yeah, here's my memory of that. Seems like, Daniel, you contacted me to get some, you know, some production elements and materials and stuff like that for your fan podcast. And you told me a little about it. And I thought, wow, what perfect timing. If you guys can hold off until, you know, we start the rewind at the beginning of the year. So again, another great segue here. We are now a few months, I guess now, two and a half months into the re-airing of Gilead from the beginning. And you guys have kind of like, almost like it was planned that way, have developed this kind of companion fan podcast. And so why don't you just give us a little, for anybody out there who might still be listening to this podcast, but hasn't yet discovered yours, why don't you tell them a little bit about the slow walk down Gilead Lane?
Well, with our cool podcast, each week we, review the shows that have been aired on the radio. So it's like the audio commentary of an audio drama, if there is such a thing. So, you know, we try to gather fan opinions on the shows, and of course we get the behind the scenes perspective from you guys, from Steve and Laurie, and then we do all that so that fans can be excited about the shows, can want to be a part of the fan community and keep listening to Down Your Lane even though it's ended, because that was kind of what I wanted for a fan DGL podcast, is a podcast that would keep the DGL fan community going, that wouldn't let it die, mm-hmm. that wouldn't let Down Your Lane die, but that would let us continue on and still being excited about the show and connecting with other fans. So, yeah, each week we get on and record about the Down Your Lane show, and we have a lot of fun. We do our best.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed, you know, being a subscriber myself, and I kind of look forward to, you know, every It's every Thursday, usually, is when I'm really, you know, sitting there chomping at the bit. Need to get my slow walk fix. And it is a lot of fun. And you know, from obviously, from my standpoint, having a little segment on there, which I apologize, it's become more than a little. You know how Lori and I have a tendency to ramble. But anyway... you know, when we started Gilead, there wasn't such a thing as podcasts. You know, there wasn't as much thought, given toward, you know, behind the scenes, you know, providing listeners with the bonus and the extra, you know, kind of stuff that that's so big these days. And so just being able to go back and, you know, dig through the old, you know, session tapes and even just kind of like shake out the cobwebs a little bit from my memory on some of those early shows. It's been a lot of fun. So I appreciate you guys involving me and Lori in the show. But why don't you give the contact info. Anybody who wants to get in on this slow walk, how would they find you?
Well, you can reach us, first of all, by email if you'd like to contribute an audio review, which we have had a few regular people do.
Yeah, we need more, though. We need more folks.
Yes, we really do. And so you can contact us at slowwalkdgl@gmail.com. Our main outlet for communicating with you guys is our blog, slowwalkdgl.blogspot.com. And then off from there, you can link to the feed, which you can use manually in your podcatcher or just on iTunes. But the feed address is feeds.feedburner.com/slowwalkdgl. And Facebook seems to be where everybody hangs out, so you can find us and our fan page on there too. So
cool. All right. You know, when I post this podcast, I will try to remember to post links to all those places on the CC Funcast blog as well.
Cool.
All right, so what's next? I know, Dave, you're planning on being a European linguist and just walk all over Europe and talk with everybody because you'll know their language. No, I'm just kidding. What kind of future plans do you guys have for, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up, I guess?
Well, I've always been interested, as I mentioned before, in the arts world, but also behind the scenes, too. This past summer, I got to... well, first of all, it was a huge summer. I got to take advantage of a fine arts camp in Nashville with the Annie Moses Band, if anybody's heard of them before. They're a family band with six kids, and the parents are a songwriting duo. The dad kind of is the composer and arranger, and the mom is the lyricist, and they host a fine arts camp in Nashville every year, basically, in all areas of the arts for any orchestral instrument, but you know, voice, acting, dance was all a part of it too. So we collaborated with a final show, which part of it is hopefully going to air on TBN in the future. But I also was able to job shadow somebody in television production. So my main passion, even though I love what I do on stage and would hope to integrate them, is kind of what Steve does, really. Yeah, cool. I love the radio and television production, and just the whole editing of some kind of a live event, or even just the guy at Job Shadow got to, they shoot their church services in HD, and he basically directs from the HD truck, you know, the various shots, and then can put it together for international distribution. So I'm hoping and making moves for something along those lines. So
fun. How about you, Dave?
Well, I do not know what I want to be.
That's okay. Neither do I.
That's why I'm in college. So I'm still deciding and trying to work it out. But I would like some sort of thing to do with languages, probably. Maybe a translator or something like that. But I still don't really know.
Yeah. Well, what you're doing well. I'm like I said, really enjoying the podcast. And just thank you for your time today to be a part of our podcast. I hope you can pick up some listeners. Like I said, if there's still anybody listening to this one, maybe they'll take a look at yours. You guys have any final thoughts before we sign off today?
Well, I just want to say we really do appreciate both your involvement and Laurie's involvement and your contributions in your segment. It really does help to, you know, we can provide the fan opinion and lead the discussion of the episodes, but you guys help to bring that behind the scenes inside scoop take, which is always a lot of fun.
Cool.
And we just launched our competition last week, and we've had some other, you know, fun quizzes, trivia quizzes, and name that line quizzes. So people never know what kind of fun features we'll be adding into the podcast. So
awesome. Well, I think with that, we need to throw it back to Laurie and Steve in the studio or wherever we are in the virtual cyber world. And you guys have a great Monday and Tuesday, respectively, Daniel and Dave. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having
Perfect.
Us.
Perfect. Thanks.
Well, that was fascinating. I mean, that was a great interview that you did. I've got to say that I was not there because Steve was working and I was spring breaking.
Oh, right.
As I mentioned earlier. So it was fantastic to hear what David and Daniel have to say. And
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, I think sometimes when you... I have a lot of friends in other areas of the world. I have friends in New Zealand. I have friends in Perth, Australia. And I've got friends in Holland. And when I read what they're typing, you just never stop to think about their accent.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But then you catch them on like Skype or some voice messenger kind of thing that you can talk on. You go, wow, Anna really does have the Australian accent when she's saying good day. It's not just saying good day to me. It's like really what she says. And I know that's funny, but it's so fascinating to hear. I would have to go back and read some of Dave's reviews with the accent in my head now.
Oh, you should do that.
You know, or so, maybe we should have Dave should go back and read some of his reviews.
Yeah, well, you know, you really don't have to, because you can subscribe, you can sign up, you can, you know, go and manually download. However, you can become a part of where the DGL fan community is moving nowadays, and that is to the slow walk. It's really cool how we've coordinated the broadcast schedule with their, you know, review of every single episode. I don't know if the rerun, you know, broadcast schedule is going to go as far as they go. I really think that they have set out to devote an episode of the podcast to every episode of Down Gilead
Lane.
And,
you know, they're doing a really fantastic job at
it. Oh, yeah.
I mean, and you think about, you and I were trying to figure out, this is one of the reasons that I just could not make it the other day to this interview, you and I were trying to figure out time zones.
Oh,
they're
my goodness.
In separate continents, well, and separate
it was
sides
crazy.
Of the universe.
Yeah, like, I mean, we were talking, let me think here. I'm pretty sure Daniel is one time zone beyond yours. So he's mountain time. That's where John Fornoff was at.
Yeah.
So he's 2 hours earlier than me. But Dave is like 17 hours later than me. So it was like, it was like 3 p.m. for me, but it was like 8:00 tomorrow morning for Dave.
See, I always,
it was crazy.
I always write to my friends in Australia or even in Holland and write to them and say, what does my day look like?
Yeah, right.
Because they've already had their day.
I think I said that. I was like, okay, Dave, so what happens tomorrow?
Am I going to have a good day?
Don't spoil me. Don't give it away, you know.
Yeah, am I going to have a good day? Yeah, so it's just fantastic that they've taken this on. And obviously, we are huge supporters. We are part of each of their podcasts.
Yep.
Because we love what they're doing. So if you want to hear, if you think that it's been a long time since you've heard Steve and Laurie, you obviously aren't listening to David and Daniel.
That's right. Yeah, because we've got a little segment, just like we mentioned there. So, but it is their thing, and it's really cool. They've got contests, you know.
They're doing a great job.
If you listen, you could potentially have an opportunity to win a free MP3 download of an episode of Gilead.
And, you know, so, somebody mentored
incentive.
Them well in their marketing and their podcasting.
That's right.
They've done
and
such
their
a good job.
Their production quality is not bad either. So
there you go. They're fantastic people. So check it out. They have not made it difficult to find them.
That's right.
They are
and
everywhere.
If you didn't get a chance to catch the contact info as you were listening to them, I am going to put it on the Kohler & Connection Funcast blog. Yes, I'm going to put that info there.
And
talk about dusty. You're going to have to wipe that off for people. They're not even going to be able to see it when they get to the web address because it's going to be all dusty and cobwebby.
Yes. I'm going to have to go in and, you know, make sure I turn on the lights, plug in the coffee machine, you know, clean up a little bit. But then, yeah, we'll put the we'll put a little information on what a gauntlet is.
Steve will find a picture and post it.
I'll try. And we'll give the contact info and a link to the slow walk down Gilead Lane and that information. And as we get closer and actually have a place for you to go and check it out, I will also put a link to the new Camp Bianchi website there on our blog. But until we have another big reason to do so, the Coleraine Connection is going back into deep storage.
Cobwebs.
Yep. We are, we're going to put it in the time capsule, I guess you could say.
We do have that time machine, so we're okay. Steve and I will be bouncing around time, messing around, you know, checking out like the ancient Romans and the Egyptians and all that stuff while you guys are hanging out. But we do have a lot of things going on, and we do promise to update you. We're not going to let this podcast just go away. It might be some time before you hear from us again, but we will keep you in the loop as to what we're doing.
Right. Yeah. And so just in case you've forgotten, and, you know, I mean, it's been a while, so I wouldn't be surprised if you've forgotten, ccfuncast.gileadlane.org. That's the web address for the Funcast blog. And, you know, I'll go there and try to get things caught up to speed a little bit, put a little info based on, you know, what we've talked about here today. Don't forget, right now, we're in the middle of some specials. Mm-hmm. So Spring Broke Part 1, Spring Broke Part 2. Of course, on Easter weekend, we've got Dressed for Sacrifice, our first Easter special, which was, I believe, Dave said that that's his favorite of the special episodes.
I think so.
Dressed for Sacrifice, yeah. And then we're back with the last two episodes of Season 1, those weekends after Easter. And then we'll roll right into Season 2. And so Gilead continues on the air and on our website. And you can kind of go into extra innings with Dave and Daniel as they analyze each one. And they're really looking for your reviews, too. So once you get connected and plugged into the slow walk, then you can participate as part of the fan community. So that'll be a lot of fun.
And this is how we keep it all together, people. This is the place to be. This is where you can stay an active member of the Down Gilead Lane fan base. So we encourage you to do that.
Right. And any more news that is coming out of CBH Ministries, we're probably going to start a new podcast for, you know, just getting the word out about stuff that CBH is doing. And so we'll let you know through this podcast how to get connected to that podcast.
We'll keep you in the loop on all of that, too. Right. We promise to tell you what's happening, because there is stuff happening even if you don't hear it.
Yep. So you can always find CBH News at Facebook, the CBH page that we have there. And, so keep looking and you shall find us. And we will let you know as best we can whenever we've got new news for you.
All right.
Well, Lori, I think that's pretty much all of the new news we had to talk about. A lot of new horizons I was going to say on the horizon. That's kind of a
redundant
contradiction, but you know what I mean. A lot of new things on the horizon for CBH Ministries. So
that's right.
Look for us in all of the places where we are, and we'll be sure to keep you posted however we can.
And really, we're everywhere.
That's right.
Pretty much find
that's right.
Steve and I everywhere. So.
Yeah. So thanks. We love you guys. And I think that'll do it. Remember, every day needs a new horizon.
Oh, there you go. Very nice.
All right.
Bye.
Let's do the countdown.
Okay.
All right. The final Coleraine Connection. Too bad we didn't make it to 50, but oh well. 48. You know, for a long time, America, United States of America, was only 48 states, so that's okay.
Yes, it is.
Ramble. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, one.